Retail-based health clinics are expanding across the country. You can find them at big drugstores or supermarkets. The idea is healthcare while you shop. Visits to these clinics are increasingly covered by health insurance. Douglas Camero is a family physician and former assistant surgeon general. Here's his take on whether retail health clinics are good places to go for your medical needs.
The organizing principles behind retail health clinics are taken right from the fast food industry. Convenient locations, quick service, long opening hours, limited menu, low prices, and consistent quality. Anything that can be done by nurse practitioners using well-accepted guidelines is in. Anything that involves too much judgment, ongoing chronic care, or serious consequences is referred out. Most patients really like them. A recent national poll found that between 80 and 90% of users were satisfied with the quality of care, convenience, and cost of these clinics. No surprise, most doctors really don't like them. Medical societies around the country have expressed concerns about the quality of care and the lack of continuity of care provided by these clinics. But maybe that's just sour grapes. If you go to a retail health clinic, it will probably be like the one I recently visited. It was in the back of a suburban drugstore. There was a small waiting area and a sign saying that the nurse practitioner was in one of two examination rooms with a patient. I signed in, and I sat down. While I waited, a large flat-screen video display flashed promotional material alternating with the menu. Ear infection? $59. Flu shot? $39. Camp physical? $59. And so on. The clinic took cash, credit cards, and many health insurance plans, although not mine. So, should you go to one of these clinics? They're designed for people who have a simple, well-defined problem, or need a shot, or another offered service. Perfect for a child's recurrent ear infection on a Sunday. Quick exam, diagnosis, treatment, and of course your prescription can be filled before you leave the store. Also, they've been very popular with uninsured people because of their low charges. Or, if you're on vacation and develop conjunctivitis or a sinus infection, nothing can be more convenient. But legitimate clinical questions exist. Who assures quality of care? Where's the medical backup and follow-up? What do they do when an emergency walks in? And how do retail health clinics differentiate a simple, minor problem from a serious problem that's not obvious? The clinics say that they hire experienced, certified nurse practitioners who know what they're doing and when to get help. They follow recognized guidelines for diagnosis and treatment, and they'll refer you out if your problem is too complicated. All the clinics have telephone backup from a doctor, although sometimes that doctor's in another state. As for emergencies, they say they really don't see many. Bottom line, I think these clinics are providing a very useful service from which conventional doctors' practices could learn a thing or two about speed and convenience of care. Would I go to one? No, if it was for a complicated problem or related to lots of other ongoing problems I had. Yes, if I was out of town or I couldn't get to see my doctor for what I knew was a simple, quick problem. But in either case, I'd make sure to subsequently let my primary care doctor know what the problem was and how I was treated.
Family physician Douglas Camero is a former assistant surgeon general. He lives in Maryland.